Imagine you hear a knock at your door. It's calm and it's casual. So you assume it's a friend or maybe a family member coming by to check on you. You walk over, you open the door, and suddenly, before you even realize what's going on, a police officer has now shoved their foot into the doorway of your door. Now you can't close the door. What happens next could determine whether you stay in control or get pulled into a legal nightmare. I'm Jeff Hampton, former prosecutor turned people's lawyer, and I have seen police officers use exactly this tactic to get into people's home without a warrant. In this video, I'll break down exactly what to do if this happens to you, how you can protect your rights, and stop cops from shoving their foot into your doorway. You're a law-abiding citizen. You've been told you should always talk to the police. So what you don't realize is once you open that door and the officer is thinking you've done something wrong, he now shoves his foot into your doorway. Now you're trapped. You can't escape back into your home without them coming in with you, but you can't really go outside either because now you put yourself in harm's way under a criminal investigation. Could you close the door on the police officer's foot? Now, before we answer that question, I want you to be prepared for one of the police officer's most common tricks that instead of actually trying to force their way inside first, they may try to use the trick of convincing you to step outside. Whatever you do, don't fall for it. The safety of your castle is the most protected place under the Fourth Amendment. But the moment you step outside of your home, the protection of your door in your home, and you go out on your porch or maybe out into the entryway, your property area, and you start talking to the police officer, you open yourself up to all types of police tricks where now they can interpret anything you say or maybe what you don't say as a reason either to detain you, search you, or ultimately maybe even arrest you. So unless you want to lose control over the situation, do not step outside. And I've said this before on other videos, but if you happen to have a screen door and you did open the door inadvertently, make sure that you keep that screen door shut and locked at all times. Make sure you always keep a barrier between you and the police if you're going to have that conversation. But what if it's too late? What if you already opened the door and the officer's already shoved his foot into the door? What are your next steps? That's exactly what happened to Brian Mayland in the case of State versus Mayland. This case is really important to analyze because it shows you all the police tricks, both inside and outside of the courtroom, that they attempt to use to justify shoving their foot in your doorway to trap you during a police encounter. Let's get the facts first. Responding to an anonymous noise complaint, two officers showed up at the home of Brian Mayland to investigate. Once at the door of the home, the officers could hear some music, but it wasn't very loud. The officers came to the front door, they knocked on the door, Brian Mayland answered the door, which was his first mistake, but he answered the door and he started to talk to the police officers. They actually confronted him about the loud music, supposedly, that was going on, and the first mistake that Mayland made, or maybe his second after answering the door, is he actually admitted to having been playing loud music before the officers got there. But interestingly enough, the officers did not cite him for it. The officers then did what they almost always do in this situation. They kept investigating. They then turned around and said, "Mr. Mayland, I need to see your ID, and I want some proof if you are the actual homeowner here." Predictably, Mr. Mayland started getting nervous. He then told the officers that he had no ID on him at the time, and that his name was Stephen Mayland, which is his brother's name, and that right now the owner was at a bar, but he was just staying there for the time being. Officer Snyder, one of the female officers that was there on duty, started to become suspicious of Mr. Mayland. So she started to inch a little closer in. Well, Mayland kind of got the vibe here and understood that the fix was in, and he tried to turn around and he wanted to go back inside his home and retreat into the safety of his home. But before Mr. Mayland could get the door closed behind him, Officer Snyder shoved her foot right into the entryway as a door jam, and now Mr. Mayland couldn't shut the door behind him, and the other officers pressed up against the door, so now Mr. Mayland was trapped. Realizing he had nowhere to go, he couldn't go inside, and the only other place he could go would go outside of the home, so that's what he did. He stepped outside onto his front porch. The officers began to grill him. He then provided proof of his identification, and they began to question him under criminal investigation. After getting his license, the officers then called in to do a background check on him to find out he had an active bench warrant for a ticket because he failed to appear. Now Malin was being arrested and taken to jail. Malin was then charged with possession of a suspended driver's license, and then he was charged with obstructing police duties. Now let me pause to say, don't even get me started on the whole obstructing a police officer charge. This man was attempting to exercise his constitutional rights and go back into his home, and now he's facing a charge of obstructing police activity? That's the worst crime I've ever seen, next to maybe disorderly conduct, where officers abuse this crime to get what they want. Malin fought his illegal arrest by filing a motion to suppress, arguing that the evidence that was obtained ultimately was essentially illegal because the officers had an unlawful entry into his home. They didn't have a warrant, they didn't have his consent, and his argument was they entered into his home and they were trespassing. Let me be clear. The Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution protects individuals from unreasonable searches and seizures, particularly when it comes to our homes. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that any physical intrusion by law enforcement into your home, no matter how minimal it is, should be considered a search under the Fourth Amendment. In Kylo versus United States, the court said specifically, and I quote, "Any physical invasion of the structure of the home by even a fraction of an inch is too much." Now, here's the crazy part. Both the cops and the prosecutor wanted to try this police trick number one. They wanted to claim that this was a Terry stop permissible under the Fourth Amendment. Can cops run Terry stops on you at your front door? Seriously? We've covered Terry stops many times on previous videos, but as a quick reminder, police officers can conduct Terry stops under certain situations in order to investigate certain crimes, even something as simple as a noise complaint. Specifically, Terry versus Ohio said, and I quote, "Police officers may, in appropriate circumstances and in an appropriate manner, detain a person for purposes of investigating possible criminal behavior, even though there is no probable cause to make an arrest. Such a seizure is justified under the Fourth Amendment if there is an articulable suspicion that the person has committed or is about to commit a crime." Now here's the crazy part. The district court ruled, quote, "that there was a reasonable, articulable suspicion to investigate the noise complaint justifying a limited intrusion." That's what they said. In other words, let's break this down to normal terms. The cops could actually be justified shoving their foot into the door in order to conduct this Terry frisk, this Terry stop, even though they admit that shoving that foot into the doorway limited the privacy rights and the constitutional rights of Mr. Malin. They claim that it was not actually entering into Mr. Malin's home. They claim that all of this happened outside instead of inside the home. As a result, Mr. Malin lost his claim, lost his motion to suppress at the district court level, so he then appealed to a higher court. The higher appellate court focused in on some specific reasoning in Terry versus Ohio. They said this, that in Terry versus Ohio, it said that when the officer, by means of physical force or show of authority, has in some way restrained the liberty of a citizen, may we then conclude that a seizure has occurred. A necessary condition for there to be a seizure effected through a show of authority is words and or actions by a police officer that would have conveyed to a reasonable person that he or she was being ordered to restrict his or her movement. They then said, quote, "an oral command constituting a show of authority does not constitute a seizure unless the person yields to that command." Why does all of that matter? Well, in this case, the officers admit they came up to the front door, performed a knock and talk, knocked on the door, Malin opened the door, and only had a conversation with them. Based upon that situation and then the officer shoving their foot into the door, the appellate court determined there was no seizure here under the Fourth Amendment. Now, why does all of this matter? Well, in this case, the officers admitted they came up to the door, they knocked on the door, and all they did was speak to Malin. So this was not a seizure under the Fourth Amendment. In fact, in Florida versus Royer, the U.S. Supreme Court further articulated this. They said this. They said, "law enforcement officers do not seize someone merely by approaching the person in a public place, by asking if the person is willing to answer questions, and by then questioning the person.
Look,
prior to Mayland looking to close his doors, the officers were just there having an encounter, just having a conversation, just like your delivery driver would, or your Amazon driver, or Girl Scouts would, right? They walk up and they have a conversation. If I don't want to talk to you anymore at my front door, I can walk inside and I can shut the door. And if that Girl Scout or that delivery driver tries to shove their foot into my doorway so I can't shut the door, they are now trespassing on my property. There was literally nothing that the police ever said during this entire situation that ever made Malin believe that his movements were restricted or that he couldn't go back into his house. The court said specifically, if it's just a regular old knock and talk, if someone feels uncomfortable with the police questioning and they haven't been seized under the Fourth Amendment, they can turn around, go back into their house, and they can completely stop all questioning and not talk to the cops again. The state Supreme Court here ruled that this police trick used by the cops and the prosecutor to claim that Terry versus Ohio allows them to make a Terry stop at your front door and shove their foot into your doorway, that does not work. Now, I want to pause and say that the past few weeks have been intense, and it can be hard to keep up with the rapid-fire headlines. But how do we really know if the news we are reading is unbiased and fair? With competing narratives, media bias, and big tech censorship, cutting through the noise to find out what's really happening isn't easy. Luckily, there is a solution. Ground News gives you the freedom to discover for yourself whether the news that you are reading is unbiased and fair, so that you can draw your own conclusions. Isn't that what news is supposed to be about? Check them out for yourself at ground.news/Hampton. Here's how it works. Let's take the recent tragic collision between a Black Hawk helicopter and a commercial airline in DC. As we analyze the coverage, the top right displays key details: the number of sources reporting, their political bias distribution, reliability ratings, and ownership information. These insights help reveal how outlets are shaping the narrative. One of the most powerful features of Ground News is the headline comparison, where we can see for ourselves how stories are being framed by different news outlets. By clicking on the left, center, and right, we can see for ourselves the language and tone used so we can draw our own conclusions. For example, this left-leaning headline from Time focuses on air safety and a history of recent near misses, while this right-leaning headline from the Evening Sun highlights the victims, which included U.S. figure skaters. But my favorite feature is the Blind Spot feed. With Blind Spot, you see news stories that are being disproportionately covered by one side of the political spectrum. In our polarized environment, I have found this feature to be an amazing way to discover stories that I would not have found otherwise because only one side is talking about it. It's perfect for better understanding friends and family who think differently. The best part of this? Ground News has a special offer for my viewers. If you sign up through my link, you'll get 40% off the Vantage plan, the same plan that I use to get unlimited access to all the features. Go to ground.news/Hampton to give it a try for yourself. Click the link down in the description or scan the QR to stay better informed and transform how you read the news. Police trick number two, and here's an interesting one. The cops tried to claim by sticking their foot in your doorway that it's actually not really entering your house. They're still standing outside. Even though the lower court claimed and believed that that was the case, that the officers were outside and they didn't actually go in, the facts were very clear. The female officer shoved her foot into the doorway, forcing Malin to be in a trapped situation where he could not retreat and he was only forced to go outside. As a result of this, this was not an incident that took place outside of the home. The appellate court ruled that it was something that actually entered into the home. In fact, the United States Supreme Court said in Peyton versus New York, and I quote, "The Fourth Amendment protects the individual's privacy in a variety of settings. In none is the zone of privacy more clearly defined than when bounded by the unambiguous physical dimensions of an individual's home, a zone that finds its roots in clear and specific constitutional terms. The right of the people to be secure in their houses shall not be violated." That language unequivocally establishes the proposition that at the very core of the Fourth Amendment stands the right of a man to retreat into his own home and there be free from an unreasonable government intrusion. In terms that apply equally to seizures of property and to seizures of persons, the Fourth Amendment has drawn a firm line at the entrance to the house. Absent exigent circumstances, that threshold may not reasonably be crossed without a warrant. Now, this is really important for all of us to remember because the officer officer does not have to bring his entire body into your home for it to be unlawful under the Fourth Amendment. Any amount of intrusion, even an inch, like Kylo said, the Supreme Court case I quoted earlier, even an inch into your doorway, into your home area is too much, and it's an invasion of your privacy and a violation under the Fourth Amendment. Here's the truth. Once Malin decided he wanted to end this conversation and have no more discussion with the police officers, the moment he turned around, went inside, and tried to shut the door, once that female officer shoved her foot into the doorway, she was now trespassing on Mr. Malin's property, and it was a Fourth Amendment violation. Unless the police had already told him he had been detained or mentioned something specific that would have given them an actual legal basis to follow him into his home, by merely deciding that they wanted to conduct a Terry stop investigation, it will not work for officers to use their foot to prop open your door. Finally, police trick number three from this case is cops may now claim that your front porch is a public place, where you now lose the right to be able to retreat back into your home when you have a police encounter. In United States versus Berkowitz, the Supreme Court said, and I quote, "A person does not abandon the privacy interest in their home by opening his door from within to answer a knock." The court then went on to say exactly the situation we're covering here today. They said, I quote, "In the case where the police enter a person's home without his or her consent before announcing their authority to arrest, the arrestee has not forfeited his privacy interest in the home. He has not relinquished his right to close the door on the unwanted visitors." Another great case to refer to on this is McKinney versus George. And in that case, the court said very specifically that the police performing a knock and talk, anybody who answers the door and they don't like what they see on the other side can absolutely shut the door, retreat back into their home, and the cops can't do anything about it unless they have a valid warrant or exigent circumstances. So, what are you allowed to do here? Legally, you could argue that you have the basis to be able to shut the door on the officer's foot because he is absolutely trespassing onto your property and you did not give him consent and he did not have a warrant. The problem here, this is a common trick that police officers use because they know they put you in a very difficult situation. On one hand, you could stand up for your rights, shut the door on the officer's foot because you have a right to do so because he's trespassing. Or on the other hand, you can face the reality that the officer now is waiting to see if you try to shut the door on their foot, and they will claim that you have done so intentionally in order to cause them pain, which could be the basis for them to arrest you for assault and battery of an officer, a felony offense, which they will then take you down and get into your house anyway. In Commonwealth versus Barnes, the court ruled that it was reasonable force by the homeowner to shut the door on the officer's foot. And because the officer was trying to enter into their home, but the key issue here though is the court ruled that it was an unlawful arrest. But before you decide to shut the door on the officer's foot, also watch out for Carter versus Commonwealth. In that case, the court claimed that Ms. Carter shutting the door on the officer's foot was actually a legal basis for the officers to detain her and ultimately arrest her. But here's what was key. In that case, the court found that the actual officers made a lawful arrest. When we talked earlier, it was an unlawful arrest. Here they claimed it was a lawful arrest, which then allowed Ms. Carter to be charged with assault and battery of an officer, a felony offense. So how do you stop cops from shoving their foot in your door? Well, the first thing you can do is don't open the door in the first place. Number two, if you do open the door, crack it. Never fully open the door. Number three, if you have a screen door, keep the screen door locked at all times and never let the officers in between that barrier of the screen door and inside of the threshold of your home. Number four, pull out your phone camera and record the entire interaction to show you're inside your home, that the officer is on the curtilage of your home, and if they try to actually shove their foot in, you're going to be able to provide proof that they're violating your rights. I also encourage you to have an outdoor camera system that will be trained to be able to show exactly what they're doing at the front and maybe even the back door, because many cops have actually a policy, police agencies have a policy where they cover your cameras. And I know they claim it's for security when it comes to this, but many times they're going to cover the cameras, and unless you are actually recording the entire interaction, the police report may say something different than you know took place. Number five, if cops actually do somehow shove their foot into the threshold of your door and you cannot shut the door, recognize number one, that you need to continue to record and that they are acting illegally at this point. So what you would do is let the officer know, step step back and say, I do not consent to you to enter into my home. I also do not consent to any search of my home. And to enter into my home further would be considered a trespass under the law. And finally, number six, I would then exercise my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent and do not answer any of those officers' questions. If you have to say another word, it's only to your attorney when you call them to exercise your Sixth Amendment right to counsel. By following these steps, you can activate your constitutional rights, protect yourself under the Fourth Amendment, and the officers will realize that all of their actions and everything's being recorded for accountability. Remember, it's always the officer's burden to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that they had a legal basis to be able to enter into your home. By recording everything and following these specific steps, you help put yourself in the best place to not only make sure and prove that your rights have been violated, but also make sure that anything the cops tried to use against you would be thrown out in court. But the best thing you could possibly do is don't answer the door to begin with. The officers can't shove their foot into a door that's not open. If you have a home security camera trained on your front door, your back door, and around your home, you're going to be able to tell that it's a police officer doing a knock and talk at your front door. You can kick back, relax, you can ignore the entire situation, you don't have to answer the door at all. Remember, if you didn't call the police or you don't have any business with the police, why would you answer the door for the police if you don't want them there? Now, we just covered exactly what you can do to stop cops from shoving their foot in your front door, but what if they stay outside on your front porch? They keep banging and they refuse to leave. How do you stop them then? Check out this next video where I break down how to stop cops when they refuse to leave your front porch. See you over there.